Pope Leo XIV has begun a landmark visit to Algeria, becoming the first pontiff to travel to the country and opening an 11-day tour across Africa focused on interfaith dialogue and regional outreach. The visit is being closely watched as an effort to strengthen ties between Christian and Muslim communities at a time of heightened global tensions. It also carries strong symbolic weight, honoring the legacy of Saint Augustine, one of Christianity's most influential thinkers, who was born in what is now Algeria. Algeria marks the first stop of a broader African journey that will also take the Pope to Cameroon, Angola, and Equatorial Guinea. The tour underscores Africa's growing importance within the Catholic Church, both in terms of its expanding population of believers and its role in shaping the Church's future. Reactions within Algeria have been varied. Some have welcomed the visit as a gesture of peace, dialogue, and cultural openness, while others have expressed skepticism about its timing and possible political implications. Analysts note that such high-profile visits often carry both religious and diplomatic significance. Algeria's Catholic community is relatively small, estimated at around 9,000 people, many of them expatriates, within a predominantly Sunni Muslim population of about 47 million. Despite its size, the Church has maintained a presence in the country through social and humanitarian work. During his first day, Pope Leo XIV is expected to honor the memory of 19 Catholic martyrs who were killed during Algeria's civil conflict in the 1990s, a period marked by widespread violence. He will also visit a community of Augustinian nuns in the capital, Algiers, who run a social outreach program from a basilica, providing assistance to vulnerable people regardless of their faith. The visit is expected to emphasize themes of coexistence, solidarity, and dialogue, as the pontiff seeks to build bridges between communities and reinforce messages of peace across the region.